Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's head out to the Dial Pad guest line right now, where former 49er Ian Williams is on the phone. Ian, we got a big ball game brewing Sunday. Ravens, 49ers, and I guess the first thing I'll ask you is, what's the key to the 49ers going there and coming back with a victory?
First off, bang, bang, Niner game. There we go. Bang, bang, Niner game.
Nice.
So I just got the Rams film this morning.
Okay.
But I've been looking at the KC film. So the KC and the Browns were the only two teams that really beat this team. So I went back, watched that film. But KC did a good job on first and second down. And that's really what they did the whole game. And then they also put up points. So that's really what you're going to have to do to this team, especially out there. I don't know what the weather's going to look like. It's going to look probably overcast or something similar to, you know, how Washington was. But we're just going to need to handle business on defense and slow down Lamar Jackson. That's simply put. And then also, like I said, stop them on first and second down. Make them in third down and long and have Lamar have to be in the pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is there something simple that you can employ, not that'll necessarily work, or is this a case of a guy like Lamar Jackson with that type of offense? Do you have to show him different looks throughout the game?
Yeah, you have to show him different looks. Defensively, you know, it's an assignment. You know, it's option type football. So either you have the dive, the quarterback, or the pitch. And usually the pitch player is the force player. And the force player, you know, has to turn everything in. He's the most outside player on the defense to turn everything inside. But we're going to play assignment football. And, you know, when I watched Kansas City and what they did on defense, you know, they switched up a lot of what they wanted to do with their assignment on, you know, certain plays. You know, sometimes the defensive end would crash down and have the dive. And sometimes the defensive end would square his hips and kind of pat his feet and kind of shuffle down the line to kind of, you know, make Lamar have to choose, you know, because when you're running the triple option like that, you know, you're handing the ball off on a dive or you can pull it, you know, you have to also make the decision on, is this player, you know, the defensive end or the dive player, is he going for the running back or is he waiting to get me? So you have to put Lamar in questionable positions to make him, you know, have to guess and make him guess wrong. And now with him guessing wrong, you know, you have that defensive end, and then you have the quarterback player on him. So, you know, we're going to have to switch up a lot of things, obviously, but we're going to have to simplify the defense at the same time.
Ian, I think I know the answer to this question, but I want to make sure I ask it anyway. Are you, as a defender, more concerned about the designed runs and the options or Jackson's ability to make plays on the fly that are able to keep drives going and pick up first downs or break off a big one?
I mean, probably a little bit of both. I mean, I feel like the coaches are probably more worried about what he can do outside of the pocket. You know, if the players just do their job, you know, they're going to keep him inside the pocket. They're going to keep him corralled. They did a great job against Aaron Rodgers this past week, so they're going to have to do similar things, you know, if they do a good job on first and second down and get him to third and five and plus. You know, really restrict those gaps and not and kind of disturb the pocket. You know, most quarterbacks are used to getting, you know, their air in the pocket, they're padding their feet, and they're really comfortable. Same thing in practice and stuff like that. You have to get them off their spot. And when you do, it can't be the same look every time. Like, oh, DeForest is in the B gap. Oh, DJ is in the A gap. Or Eric's in contain. Bosa is in contain. Just every play. Eventually, he's going to figure it out and be able to shoot through one of the gaps. So you have to run some twist inside. We've been doing a great job with that. That's how Fred Warner got the sack on Aaron Rodgers and got the fumble out. Because they're running, you know, twists and they're running games inside to kind of, you know, disturb the pocket. So the quarterback can't just, okay, I'm watching on film, I'm going to have this B gap if I get any pressure, you know, stuff like that. So we're going to do the same thing about Lamar Jackson. But definitely, if he gets outside of the pocket, you know, I think the coach is going to be, like, pulling his hair out. Like, hey, guys, like, we worked on this. This is the point of emphasis all week.
Hey, Ian, it looks like it's going to rain on Sunday in Baltimore. And I guess today's Wednesday. If you're playing defense for the 49ers, you know it's going to rain or you're planning on rain. Does that change anything with your mindset, with strategy, with preparation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're already prepping for it, you know, with the wet balls and in practice, you know, making everything, maybe changing their cleats or getting, you know, their cleats prepared, breaking them in. You know, some guys like to put in longer studs or change cleats for, you know, raining games. You know, you're going to have to go back and look at what they did against Washington and how, you know, if that game would have been played in Santa Clara, that would have been a blowout. But since it was played in Washington in the elements, in the rain, and it was muggy like that, you know, it could be a similar type of game on Sunday morning, you know, against Baltimore. And their offense is way more potent than what the Washington Redskins put out there when we played them a few weeks ago. But, you know, we just got to shut down Lamar and just make sure, you know, on defense, you know, with the rain, with the mud, you know, and stuff like that, we're on our P's and Q's to really shut down him and shut down Mark Ingram and the other running back that they have.
Ian, it's a difficult question. I'm going to ask you to take your player hat off for a second, because I know players think next game, next game, next game. But of the two matchups, the next two games, Baltimore and New Orleans, which one in your mind is the more difficult matchup of the two?
I mean, you have to say this matchup right here because of the offense and what Lamar Jackson presents. But NFC-wise, the implications of next week are going to be even bigger, especially after beating Green Bay. And then Atlanta, they play the Saints. I'm sorry, they play the Falcons on Thursday. So that's going to be another game. If they win, you know, and we win this week, you know, it's going to be, you know, another game that it could possibly have some, you know, first round bye or, you know, home field advantage throughout the playoffs in that game. And that's something that, you know, we want out here in San Francisco. We want the playoffs to run through Santa Clara. We don't want to have to go to Green Bay and the tundra and play through it, play through cold weather. And we don't want to have to go to New Orleans and play in that dome. We did it in the Super Bowl a few years ago. I played in that dome. It gets rowdy. It gets crazy. And that's not where you want to, you know, have to play a division championship or a conference championship over here. You want to have it run through Santa Clara. So that's going to be a very big game. But you always have to take care of your first. I know you said take the player hat off. I know you said that, but you have to take care of, you know, the next game instead of looking forward.
Ian, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. And have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Thanksgiving. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to y'all too, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Ian Williams, former San Francisco 49er. He's brought to you by the Dial Pad.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.